flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the first Shaletta Show in February. So I have to tell you again, happy Black History Month. It's my favorite month of the year, and I take advantage of every day to celebrate and honor the people from our history, American history, who move and inspire me. It's the month when we always emphasize how important representation is. And y'all have heard me say growing up, I talked a lot. You know, I thought my name was Shut Up Shaletta because I talked so much. But because I didn't see any Black female broadcasters, I went to nursing school. Mm-hmm. I was just on KSTP, Minnesota Live, and they had 5 fun facts you didn't know about Shaletta. And one of them was that I went to nursing school. I got all the way up to my junior year. And was going into clinicals. I had a B average and really enjoyed the work and learning. But once I got to the real nitty gritty, I was like, that bedpan is not for bacon. And you want me to poke who where? And you want me to clean up what? I remember this, y'all. I told the because it was a bunch of us students. I said, y'all go ahead. I'm going to go to the restroom. I'm going to meet y'all. Just y'all keep going. Don't worry, because we were taking a tour of the hospital. We were getting ready to start our clinical trials, you know, where we go in and, you know, work with in the hospital, you know, our practicums or whatever you call it. And so I said, y'all go ahead. I'm going to go to the restroom. And I left and I never came back, to the point where I switched schools. Because I didn't want to go back over there and they try to convince me you only have another year and a half to go just finish out this nursing thing. And then if you want, I didn't want any part of that. But because of a lack of representation, I thought that that was all that was offered to me. That's why I'm so excited to tell y'all today about an event this week at the Huntington Bank Rotunda at the Mall of America. It's called If You Can See Her, You Can Be Her. Just think about that for a minute. That is so powerful. You cannot see what you cannot be. Now, here to explain the event, it's a fun family event. It's bringing together strong women and basketball, and it is free, F-R-E-E, a lot of fun for the whole family. Stephanie Albert is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Stephanie, welcome to the Shaletta Show. This is your first time here.
Yes, it is, Shaletta. Thank you for having me.
Now, Ms. Stephanie, y'all, is not only the president of Delta Dental of Minnesota Foundation, she is also the chief legal officer of Delta Dental of Minnesota. Now, you're a lawyer, so you think if I was talking with Stephanie about court, it would be what goes on in a courtroom. But today we're talking about the basketball court. Stephanie, tell us, what does If You See Her, You Can Be Her mean to you?
Oh, thank you again, Shaletta, for having me. It is just such a thrill to join your show. If You See Her, You Can Be Her is a Delta Dental of Minnesota phrase that we coined about 3 years ago. We started in a partnership with Wendy Blackshaw and the president of and CEO of Minnesota Sports and Events to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the passage of Title IX with our first FLOSS basketball competition at the Mall of America. And Title IX is very near and dear to many women in Minnesota and across the nation, including myself. I was in elementary school in 1972 when it was passed, and I was one of those that got to enjoy the fruits of the hard work and labors of those who came before me so I could get on the court and I could participate in activities that positively impacted my life. Participating in sports helps to instill essential characteristics like strength and resilience, perseverance and discipline, teamwork. They're all part of sports, and they're also essential to a lifetime of success and well-being. And it's certainly the case for me personally as a young girl to be able to enjoy those opportunities. So this phrase, if you see her, you can be her, is something we at Delta Dental of Minnesota deeply believe in. When young people, as you said, especially young girls, can look around and see women who have achieved success as leaders in business, healthcare, community, and athletic settings, among others, they are better able to imagine themselves growing into and achieving these roles in their own futures. Positive and visible role models are essential.
Okay, now, anyone who has ever played basketball has played horse, where you see who can make the shots to spell out horse. Since this is Delta Dental, the game FLOSS, spelling out F-L-O-S-S instead of horse. Tell us about this game of FLOSS coming up at the Mall of America on Wednesday.
Sure thing. FLOSS is a version of the classic basketball game horse. Delta Dental of Minnesota has renamed it FLOSS for obvious reasons, as you pointed out. It's also Children's Dental Health Month in February, so we're thrilled to be able to put this FLOSS show on in February. In 2022, we started this event, as I mentioned, at the Mall of America, where we brought 20 women executives and leaders together from businesses and community organizations across Minnesota to showcase them as accomplished women leaders using the game of FLOSS. This will be our third annual game. It takes place on February 7th, which is next Wednesday, in recognition of National Girls and Women in Sports Day. And we'll do the same thing all over again. About 20 top women executives and leaders from across the state of Minnesota will again gather for the game of FLOSS, with a little bit of friendly smack talk mixed in, of course. And Delta Dental of Minnesota, if I may, will also be making donations to the Tucker Center for Research on Girls and Women in Sport and the Women's Basketball Enhancement Fund, both at the University of Minnesota.
Now, great players need great coaches, and some of the folks who are going to be there are some familiar names. And when you start calling them out, anybody who is listening to this show is going to know who they are.
That is right. We are so excited. The incredible group of people that are going to gather to celebrate with us and give meaning to our If You See Her, You Can Be Her mission starts with our sports broadcaster, Leah B. Olson, and former bachelorette, Michelle Young, who are returning to MC our games. Our team coaches, as you mentioned, are all past basketball players with five-time WNBA champion and current Minnesota Lynx assistant coach, Rebecca the Machine Brunson, joining us. Two former NBA and Minnesota Wolves players, Terry Porter and Quincy Lewis, will also round out our coaching crew.
Now, I'm just making a plea to moms and dads out there, grandparents who have young girls. I know my daughter Cameron and I will be there because I want her to see Leah B. I want her to see these women, these professionals, these athletes, so that she can see you. You know, Stephanie, she could see a lawyer who also enjoys playing basketball. You know, you and I talked yesterday about the lessons your father taught you about how, you know, basketball and sports creates great leaders, because you have to learn how to work as a team and you have to come together and you can, you know, build on someone else's strengths when that is your weakness and they can build on yours, and you can learn how to cheer somebody on from the bench. That's only something that young girls can learn by playing sports. And I just hate that, you know, my grandmother, who is, you know, was a great great athlete, didn't get to play sports. I bumped into Debbie Montgomery the other day and, you know, just revere her for how she had to play with the boys and was one of the best players, you know, when she was playing baseball with those boys in the street and you know, didn't have those opportunities to play in her college life because there was no space for her.
That's right. That's right, Shaletta. And our floss teams, they're stacked with a wide variety of women leaders. Andrea Walsh, the president and CEO of Health Partners. Allie Kaplan, the editor-in-chief at Twin City Business Magazine. Leaders from 3M, Alina, Mortenson, Minnesota Aurora, Prairie Island Indian Community, Envent, and Visit St. Paul will all be there. We're thrilled to welcome some of our state legislatures to the game, and the universally loved Rachel Banham, all-around Minnesota basketball superstar and assistant coach for Gopher Women's Basketball, will also be joining us.
I want to remind people, if you can see her, you can be her. Starts at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, which just happens to be National Girls and Women in Sports Day. The big floss competition with these amazing women leaders starts at 6. But there's a lot of other free, fun events going on before that. Talk to us about those.
There sure are, Shaletta. The festivities actually start at 2 o'clock in the Rotunda at Mall of America. There's going to be a Lynx Clinic with Diamond Miller and the Minnesota Lynx, followed by about four or five different dance and free flow and some drum corps events. And then we'll culminate it all with the floss game at 6 o'clock.
I cannot wait. Now, do people have to sign up? Is there some kind of registration? Can we just bring our families and kids? Because I know it's free, but a lot of times, you know, folks want to know if they have to sign up or if they can just come.
They can just come, bring your family. It's a great opportunity to get the family out of the house, enjoy some fun in the Huntington Bank Rotunda. And we'll see you at 6 o'clock. If you need more information, you can go to deltadentalmn.org, and there's more information and details there.
Well, Stephanie, I just cannot thank you for your work because you got a whole job. Okay, you are the chief legal officer for Delta Dental of Minnesota. You could say, you know what? I don't have time for this foundation stuff. I have my own job to do. I am a lawyer, and you are out playing basketball. You're rallying the troops. You're organizing this event as a president of the foundation. You know, before you go, talk to me about your commitment to young girls, to this foundation, to equity.
Well, I will tell you this, Shaletta, and thank you for the opportunity to say some thank yous. Without the support, the untiring support of Rod Young, the Delta Dental of Minnesota CEO, we wouldn't be able to do any of these things. But he fully believes, and if you see here, you can be here. And in fact, we are committed to equity and overcoming the social barriers that keep all of our community members where we live and those that we serve from having optimal oral and overall health. That is what we're all about. So thank you to Rod Young and to all of the wonderful and powerful women who are participating in FLOSS next Wednesday at Mall of America. They're modeling the future of success for young women across Minnesota. If I may just take a minute, I'd like to thank Wendy Blackshaw and Minnesota Sports and Events and Jill Renslow at the Mall of America for their incredible partnerships. And you know these things don't happen with one or two people. There are so many wonderful folks dedicating their time at Delta Dental of Minnesota and making FLOSS happen this year. And Shaletta, on behalf of Delta Dental of Minnesota, I want to thank you for being such a wonderful role model to girls and women in our community. You're living proof of the possibilities of success and leadership. And maybe you need to dust off your basketball shoes.
Girl, I wasn't even going to say nothing. I wasn't going to tell you, but I was going to surprise y'all and show up in my Pumas. Because when I put my Pumas on, everybody's in trouble. So my daughter just got a brand new pair of sneakers. Today's my birthday. I told them I want some new Pumas, and I was going to bring my Pumas. I wasn't even going to tell you. I was just going to show up with my own basketball and just start shooting hoops. So plan on me being there. See, you done ruined the surprise. I was going to surprise you now. You done made me tell it.
Don't forget about next year. We'll see you next Wednesday.
That's right. It is on. Y'all got to get out there. Go to Delta Dental MN. Make sure you get there. Make sure you get that information. But just meet us at the Mall of America. You know, this is what we're going to do. After the kids get out of school, we're going to run home and put up the backpacks. We're going to get our waters. We're going to put on our tennis shoes. We may change clothes. And we're going to go up to the mall. We're going to have us a bite to eat. and then we're going to come right down to the rotunda so that we don't miss anything. And this is a wonderful opportunity for these young girls and boys to see women leaders having fun, enjoying one another, and just the interaction that I want my daughter to have, where she will be able to go up to these leaders, go up to these basketball players, go up to these coaches and talk and take pictures. This is one of those moments that I know will mean so much for my daughter later. She's going to come to me 5-10 years from now and say, Mom, you remember that time we were over there with Miss Stephanie, the lawyer who was playing basketball, or one of the Lynx players, and I was doing that clinic. I know that this is not just a moment for young girls. An event like this is a movement. And so I thank you for creating a movement in our community.
Thank you, Shaletta.
All right. Y'all stick around. We've got more to come. So many people on my social media timelines are just showering me with love, wishing me happy birthday for my 52nd year. I am so excited. I know my latter days are going to be better than my former days. I got to send a shout out to Jim Platten, to Charlotte, to Aaron Cruz, to Chrissy Ott, to Gina over at Image 360 in Woodbury, to Liz, who used to be at Image 360 in Woodbury, but she took another job. I don't know where she is right now. To Josephine Martinez and so many folks on Facebook who wanted to wish me a happy birthday. And jumping over to Twitter, I just have to say thank you so much to Justin Olson, Courtney Rogers, Carla Bingham, Dan Walter from Hy-Vee, my buddy there, Tane Danger. I tell you, Elizabeth Dunbar is there, and so many folks are wishing me a happy birthday. I just can't thank you all enough for all the love. And I tell you, I woke up this morning and I just was so grateful. You know, every day I wake up and I try to spend some time in my private prayer closet. And today it was just a prayer of thanks. You know, I said, Lord, I didn't have to be wheeled in here. Nobody had to help me walk in here. I didn't need any assistive devices to communicate. My children are talking and they're all potty trained. I never thought that was possible. My kidneys and my liver work. I can smile. I can see out of both eyes. I can hear from both ears. I can breathe on my own. And I can feed myself. You know, sometimes, you know, Sean and Brandon, my sixth grader, they were working on fractions. And apparently there's a new way to do math now. I think they do this just to upset parents, right? So Brandon was doing his homework, and Sean, while he was trying to help Brandon do his homework, was reading a book to teach him how to do the math the way that the schools are teaching the kids to do it now. Because if he taught Brandon how to do these problems, math problems with fractions, the way we did it, it would just mess up the whole system. So they don't even want us to show them the way we learn. We have to show them this new way. I don't even try. I don't make an attempt. I don't like numbers like that. Right. So I said, you know what? Y'all go in there and figure it out. And it was so frustrating for Sean, because every urge he had wanted to show Brandon the old way of doing things. But he's stuck to the plan. He stayed in that book, and he and Brandon were working it out. But one day, when I tell you he was at his most frustrated, he said, son, we just have to break it down to its lowest common denominator. What's the lowest common denominator? And then we can figure out this problem. And so as I found myself this morning for my birthday, just thanking God for so many blessings, the blessing of this job, the blessing of my business, the blessing of my friends, and how just the whole state of Minnesota has opened its arms and wrapped our family in love, how people like Julie Blaha got out of her bed to came up to the radio station, how you all are there and listening and making a point to listen. Cozy and Jabbar, make it a point to listen. Bonnie and so many others, spend your time with me. You know, in its lowest common denominator, right? When you think about everything that's going on in my life, the lowest common denominator is for my birthday.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, at 52 years old, I'm blessed. Well, it looks like I've been vetoed. The plans that I thought I had for my birthday, not going to happen. So last hour, I was talking to my friend Julie Blaha, Minnesota State Auditor. She was here helping me celebrate my birthday, talking about Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. And she said for her birthday in May, she usually puts steaks on the grill and she goes down into the basement and plays with the grandkids. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just tell Sean we're going to go home, eat something that's already in the fridge and hang out, watch Princess and the Frog on the sofa and eat some beignets. And then I just got a message from my best friend, LaTanya, down in Houston, who's listening to the show live. And she said, you will not go home and hang out with your kids on your birthday. You need to recharge. You need to relax. You go 150 miles an hour from the time your feet hit the ground until you get back in the bed. If you get back in the bed. So I want you to get away. You are already downtown. I know you work in news, so you've got your kit at your desk. All news people have this in case there's breaking news. We've got a set of clothes, some night clothes. We got our toiletries. We have everything we need here. She said, don't go back home. I need you to find somewhere you can go, where you can get away and just unplug and unwind. And I was like, okay, where am I going? What am I going to do? I got my kit. The kids are at home with Sean. They're well taken care of. Where can I go to get away, to relax, to unwind? And then I remember a couple of months ago, y'all know I got the podcast network. The Jet Set and Divas were in town, and they stayed at the Four Seasons in downtown Minneapolis. And they talked about how amazing it was, and they did a podcast there. And I was like, oh, my God, next time y'all come, I'm going to go stay with y'all when you come, and I'm going to go hang out with y'all, because they were talking about the spa and the food and, you know, the service and the tub and the bed and, you know, the rooftop, this, that, or the other. And I'm like, yeah, I want all of that. And so I remember that. So I said, you know what? I need to call to the Four Seasons because I'm trying to make a last minute reservation and they may not be able to do that on the phone. So I had to go straight to the top. Had to go straight to the top. Y'all know me. So I got Florian Riedel on the line right now. Now, Florian, happy Black History Month. It is my birthday. So you can go ahead and tell me happy birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday, Shaletta.
Thank you
so much for having me.
Well, thank you for taking a moment on a Saturday to answer my crazy call. Now, listen, it is my birthday. And like a lot of women and moms out there,
Yes. We
are running. We are gunning from the time we get up until the time we go to bed. Like I said, if we get a chance to go to bed, because we're trying to do 28 hours of stuff into a 24-hour day. And so when I, you know, just kind of went online and I looked at the Four Seasons, downtown Minneapolis, one of our newer hotels, one of our luxury hotels. You got to talk to me. Can I still get in? Because you got this, because I'm always looking for the sale. I'm always looking for the deals. So you got this new thing. What is it? It's a oasis in the city.
Yeah.
You got some kind of recharge, refresh thing going on. What is happening? Because I want to take advantage of that.
Oh, yes. Oh, you said so many nice things right now. We are an oasis in downtown Minneapolis, and we came up with, you know, just exactly what you said to have you in mind. We have a package in place right now. It's called Restore and Recharge.
That's what I'm going through. I'm writing this down. Restore and Recharge. Okay, so I saw that on the website, right? But I'm like, I need to get in there tonight. Okay, so we're going to talk about me in a minute because I might need your help to override to let me book for the night. But talk to me about Restore and Recharge because I have three special needs kids and I have a lot of moms in my group. who have special needs kids, a lot of people that I am close to and in contact with, they work with special needs kids. And that type of work, Florian, is exhausting. And yeah. we don't get a break. I don't get a break from being a mama. Right.
Yeah.
As soon as I wake up, I'm a mama. Whether I'm at work or not, I'm a mama to a child who may not be able to defend yeah. himself. And so, you know, just to be able to get somewhere and take a break yeah. might bring my blood pressure down.
Yeah. Hey, so we love this. I mean, we love this opportunity for us, you know, to, you know, get our arms around you when you're here and when you're with us. And you go to the pool and you go to the spa. You know, you relax, you go to the sauna, you have a nice brunch, you know, you sleep in our wonderful beds. It's a beautiful thing. It's so recharging. It's I tell you, I've got two little kids too, and my wife, you know, whenever we can, you know, she steps away for a day, you know, it makes all the difference, I tell you. So this package that we have in place with exactly that in mind takes 20% off our rate right there when you stay for two or more nights. So take advantage of that. You know, stay with us for the weekend going into President's Day. That's a great time for you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got plenty to do, you know, just to tip your toes in the water, you know, with a wonderful indoor pool, some hot tubs. You know, the brunch is great. You know, Gavin is such a talented chef. You know, with a nice Sunday brunch. You know, that's a beautiful thing to do. Or you just order breakfast in bed and you stay in bed and watch a show and, you know, you see downtown Minneapolis, you see the river, you know, the location. It's such a beautiful location just a few blocks away from the river. So come and stay with us. Make it a weekend.
Yes.
We're here for you.
Okay, so now you done messed me up because if I come tonight, I'll have to leave early Monday. But if I wait until President's Day, like you just said, I could come as soon as I get off the show next Saturday, and then I could stay yeah. through Monday at checkout time. Do you see what I'm saying? So if I come yeah. now for my birthday, I could stay Sunday, and I'd have to leave early Monday to get the kids ready for school. But if I go President's Day, oh, Lord, this is going to yeah. be hard. And then that way I can wake up on Monday, take my time. I could check out, there but I could go. Still hang out. I could have lunch, have me a champagne or mimosa or a Bloody Mary. And then I could ease back into motherhood versus waking up early Monday at the hotel, checking out before the sun comes up, and then getting home to get the kids ready for school. I don't know what to do, Florian. I'm torn. I'm really torn.
Hey, I like your style. I think you make it a nice Monday, too. Hang out for a little longer and get yourself a mimosa. I mean, I think that's a good start yeah. to President's Day weekend.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. And then that way you don't have to override the veto and go to work and get in the system and get me a room tonight because I done waited till the last minute. See, if I book for President's Day, then I can just do it myself mm-hmm. online. Okay, so that's what I'm going to do. So I have to call my girlfriend back because they're forcing me to take a break. They're forcing me to unwind. They're forcing me to get away from the house and the kids and the device and get on over there and relax. But I'm going to have to tell them, hold on, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to wait until next to President's Day weekend, and that way I'll have more time. Okay, I think that's what I'm going to do
for
you.
Our promotion actually runs right now all the way to the end of April. So you have plenty of time.
Gotcha.
You know, President's Day weekend might be a nice long weekend, but you have time. You know, we run this all the way to the end of April. So there's plenty of options for your listeners and folks to listen to. You know, if they want to break away for a day or two, you know, we would love to have them.
Now, you got to tell me, how often do you get folks like me in there? Because when I think Four Seasons, I think about, you know, the executives. I remember when Janet Jackson was in concert last year, she was there because I remember the pictures. I follow her on social media and the pictures of her out by the pool. So when I think Four Seasons, I think high end. But, you know, if I'm reading this website right, this is, you know, a place for folks like me, moms who just want to get away, people who just want to enjoy a nice weekend where we can, like this whole thing says, restore and recharge.
Oh, we very much believe that life is richer when we connect with the people around us. So this is a place for everybody. So whether you want to bring your kids or you break away with your partner, you know, there's plenty of options. So we are a place for everyone. Whether you come in and you stay with us, you have a cocktail in the bar, and those are great, by the way, or you go to the spa, the pool, you know, we are a Four Seasons for everyone in the Twin Cities.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being here. I thank you for taking a minute off your Saturday to hang out with me on my birthday. And so my plan is the President's Day, because I know the kids are going to be out of school. I don't have to rush home. So that gives me a full day.
Yeah. You let me know, Shaletta. You're the best. You know, I appreciate you so much. So you let me know when you want to be here.
Well, I will. I will. And I thank you so much for coming on. And thank you for being a part of the show. And we'll chat with you later.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Sounds good. And you all stick around. There's more birthday fun. T. Michael Rambo's coming in. I've got my friends from AARP joining me later. And the one and only. Oh, my gosh. When I saw this lady for the first time, I had to bow. Even boss ladies know when to bow. Jamecia Bennett is joining the show. That's right. The Shaletta Show. That's right, baby. 148. Yes. On the Shaletta Show. It's my birthday. Thank you, Josh, for playing all these birthday tunes.
That's from Usher, by the way.
I know. He's going to be
man.
At the Super Bowl
oh, yes.
performing at halftime. I cannot wait to see it. I hate I did not get to his Vegas residency, but those tickets kept me from seeing him perform. $1,200 to $1,500 per ticket. I got $1,200 to $1,500 for the entire Vegas vacation. I can't, in good conscience, pay $1,200 to $1,500 to see Usher perform. I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna just have to wait for folks to post a couple of clips on social media and live vicariously through him. And speaking of living, I've been living 52 years. I'm so excited about the next 50 years of my life. It's so amazing. I just can't wait to see what God has in store. Because what he has already done in the first 50, absolutely amazing. So I don't know if you all remember, but back when former First Lady Michelle Obama had her book Becoming out, it was a phenomenon. It was like rock star stuff. She was selling out arenas in major cities like Houston and Dallas and L.A. and New York. And the arenas were filled with women, mostly women, a few men who got drugged along on the ride, and doing these fireside chats about the book and stories that are in the book and her life after being First Lady and what led to that and how she met her husband and, you know, raising her family and in the spotlight and in politics. And so that was what, 2019, March, April, something like that when the book came out. And I was just all into it. I had girlfriends who flew up to the Twin Cities from Texas, and my friend Heather and Charlotte and Kevin Berger and Susie Pahowski, we all got tickets, and we had matching Michelle Obama jackets, and we got Michelle Obama purses and t-shirts, and we had lunch and dinner and went to the spa. We made it like a whole vibe, right? And so one of the things that I did was I put a Michelle Obama banner on my house. Like Sean went out of town and he told me not to do it. And so as soon as he left, I called Gina at Image 360 in Woodbury, and her and Liz and Colin designed me this banner. And so we hung it up on the front of the house. Y'all, it was in March or April. And so there was still snow on the ground. Nothing like right what we got going on right now. And I actually couldn't get in and out of the garage. Okay, I didn't think this thing through at all. We were at the X for the book tour, and it was coming to a close, and Michelle Norris was there. She was doing the fireside chat. I never met her, but I've just always been a big Michelle Norris fan. She's an amazing woman, Twin Cities legend, grew up in South Minneapolis, went on to work at National Public Radio as well as the Washington Post. She was doing a fireside chat and she was asking a question. She said, now, we ask you all to submit questions on social media, and thousands of you did, and we picked three. And so I'm sitting on the 511th row. Because that was before I got my business. And so I was just, living on a part-time radio producer salary. I didn't even have my own show at the time. And that was a part-time radio producer salary, as a matter of fact. So I was on the last row of the XL Energy Center when she announced that they picked three questions from the thousands that were sent in. And so the first question she picked, I will never forget this. Michelle Norris said, okay, Michelle, we have a question from Shaletta from Cottage Grove. And I thought I was going to die. I think I peed on myself a little bit. To have my name come out of Michelle Norris's mouth and then Michelle Obama said my name out loud in front of 35,000 people, however many people that the XL Energy Center can hold, it was just amazing. I was screaming and running up and down the stairs like I had just won the Showcase Showdown at The Price is Right. And I thought, this is amazing. This is as good as it's going to get. I'm never going to meet this woman, Michelle Norris. I mean, larger than life. I'm never going to be in the same room with her again. I'm going to soak all this up because her being on the stage and me being on the last row of the XL Energy Center is about as good as it's going to get. Until my friend Tane Danger called me. He said, Shaletta, I know how much you love Michelle Norris. She is going to be here at the Westminster Town Hall Forum to talk about her book as well as the race car project that she's working on. And I was like, oh, my God, that's a smaller room. Westminster's not 35,000 people. It's maybe like 1,500 people. Maybe I can get on the 10th row or the 11th row or even like the first couple of rows. If I jack one of the reserved seats, nobody will notice. Maybe they won't say anything and I could just get close enough to smell her. Tane kept talking and he said, they need people to talk about the race car project. In fact, she's got this thing she's doing where she has some of the quotes that were sent in from people about race. And she needs people on stage with her to read them. My friend Tane Danger called me and asked me to be on stage with Michelle Norris at Westminster Town Hall to do some readings from her book. Are you kidding me? I don't even know how my kids got home from school that day. I don't know what they ate. I don't know, they could have just been locked in a locker all night. I didn't really care because I was getting from Cottage Grove to Westminster Town Hall Forum as fast as I could so that I could be on stage with Michelle Norris. And, you know, we did a couple of run-throughs, but before we got on stage and we start reading, because it was kind of like a symphony. Everybody had a little part to play, right? R.T. Ryback was there. Carrie Miller was there. Roxanne Battle was there. I mean, some amazing people were on that stage. And they called me. And I have to tell y'all, I get choked up thinking about it. What a blessing it was that just a few years after being in the same room with this woman, I'm in the same room with her again, but we are on stage together. Is that just bananas? Is that just amazing? And so one time when I was at the microphone, she came up toward me and she put a hand on my shoulder. Y'all know I about lost it. Y'all know I didn't know if I was going to make it. I did not. I didn't think, I know the jacket's never getting washed again, but I had to keep my composure because I still had a few more lines to read and I didn't want to fall out like I had been touched by one of those evangelical pastors and lay on the floor and get slain in the spirit and start twitching and stuff. I tried not to let my knees buckle, but for me, it was a surreal moment. And I knew then that this was my birthday gift from God. This was my birthday gift. Every year, God does something just really amazing for my birthday. And I always look forward to it because I'm like, what is it going to be this year? And I had to go back and find that old picture of me in the XL Energy Center when Michelle Norris called my name and at Michelle Obama's book tour. And you can see how far back I was. She looked like an ant on the stage. And then put it right next to the picture of she and I standing on the stage together. They got a rap song called Started From the Bottom, Now We Here. If ever there was a Started From the Bottom, Now We're Here moment, that was it. Don't go anywhere. We've got more of the Shaletta Show coming up right after this.